News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Ah, yes, the radio people are ready to go radioing all over again. But we were TV people this week, Melissa.
That's right.
Good
TV,
morning to
TV
you.
TV and lecture series.
Well, I tell you, that kind of fun to get on KVIA and say, hey, y'all, we're the radio people. But we did that because we made a video, and that's a bit different. I do videos for a living, or let's say income, not necessarily a living. But anyway.
I know that feeling.
Yes, you do. And so we did the video, and you're the narrator, and I produced it. It was for the Women's Club of El Paso. And what's their tagline? A vital force.
Since 1894.
And that's what's so interesting about them. They actually are a vital force.
Very vital. You should go to one of their meetings.
Well, you know, actually, I attended. How many dozen meetings did I actually go to?
Yeah, I know. You're now one of the girls.
Yes, I am. I'm not sure what to do about that. Anyway, that was fun, and I appreciate the fact that the KVIA let us on TV talk about that. And it, what is interesting about it, it's a slice of El Paso history that you got to know about. Because if you don't understand how this city got where it is, these people fill in a huge blank of, like, oh, that's how this happened. And we're talking about the symphony, the first kindergartens, the library, the art museum actually was an idea of these people way before the art museum ever came about. So a lot of culture.
Yeah, women, you know, that went against went to Pancho Villa to make him, you know, give food and everything for all the refugees who were pouring over the border from the Mexican Revolution. Now we're going to get two ladies to go up and say, Pancho, we need food. Come on.
And if he did that in the old days, you might not come back.
That's right.
So anyway, Women's Club of El Paso, that's a video we've done. We're going to give away one today if you want one. We have some available. So there is that. Now, also, Texas history begins in El Paso. These women were part of it. We'll get over that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But the Texas history we're talking about is just general history.
That's right.
KTSM is where? We find that on
690. We're on the airwaves locally. And then if you don't live in the area, we may have a new fan who may be listening in today, a friend of mine, Karen Dahl, who's from Florida and is here in town. And so she's trying to hopefully listen this morning. And you can listen to us at iHeartRadio, where you can get the app for your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer, and you can never miss a show again.
Got Pepe's food going on there for trivia,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, today we've got an option. Our options are, is for a correct trivia answer, is for both hours, is $20 in food coupons to Pepe's in Canutillo Hour 1, or an El Paso Gold DVD in Hour 2.
Either hour.
Either choice. You threw me off with your script. I'm going to go.
You actually
I'm going to go wild now.
You actually read these things?
I do.
Oh, well, I don't. Obviously. $20 food coupons to and Pepe's and Canyon, an hour one.
Right.
Or El Paso Gold DVD.
Or you get a chance on the El Paso Gold DVDs, which today we got the Women's Club video, which we were talking about to give away. Legends of El Paso's Mountains, The MacGuffin Home, El Paso Waco Tanks, Ghost Stories Volume 2, 3, and 4. We have Mexican Revolution sites and the gunfights of the Old West. I won't even say it this
time. Yes, you are.
Because I'm in it, and so is my husband. Okay, and Tom Lee's El Paso, and again, the Women's Club. I'm repeating myself.
Well, yeah, but see, we have Women's Club twice.
Yes.
Because there's two copies.
Because we're wonderful, that's why.
Well, we have two copies.
Women are wonderful, so we
all
need
right.
to be repeating.
Yeah, we can talk to another person from the Women's Club. There's Women's Club people all over this room.
She's woman's everything in El Paso.
But also, we're talking about the MacGuffin home with this lady. Her name is Prestine? Dirkup.
Prestine. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I got the Dirkup right, but I missed the Prestine.
Yes.
Normally, we call you Press. Good morning.
That's right. Good morning to
Thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you for asking.
And you're a Women's Club lady, too, as well.
I am.
So that's and there's one in the answering booth in there.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Evelyn Casara is in there this morning, and Sergio Valenzuela is not a member of the Women's Club.
Yay.
But you can work on it, right?
Oh, I think she should join. Press, I think she'd be a great force.
Press, you've seen a lot of history here. You've also helped promote a lot of history in El Paso. Did you know much? You probably knew some, or if not all, the history of that Women's Club.
Oh, no. I knew quite a bit of it, yes.
It's amazing.
But it's fabulous. Well, you know what happens is people do not learn history in their hometown. they'll study and they'll travel and they'll really do good, and they come home and they just sit and say, well, there's nothing here.
Well, there's another problem here. It's not, our history is not taught in our local schools.
That's right.
Only private schools or homeschool people, because they're the ones that buy my videos, which is why I know this, and they're the ones who actually understand El Paso history.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Thank you for what you do.
Well, to me, it's kind of like a habit. You know, I look at the
history. You love it, too.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I look at this and, hey, we got to fix this. I got to turn on a DVD. When I came back, I moved back to El Paso 20-some-a-million years ago. But when I did, I'm a local. I left. I came back. I was never going to come back, so I did. And I said, look at all these mountains I forgot about when I was a kid. So I started hiking the mountains. I got to take a camera with me.
Of course.
So then we got to take pictures. Now, what am I going to do with all this video? Mm-hmm. So that's how we got here. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about another video we did, actually, all the McGoffin home. But the McGoffin home in El Paso is a very unusual home, and it is not necessarily an Irish household, is it?
No, it isn't.
Tell us about the McGoffin home.
They all came from Kentucky, Harrodsburg, Kentucky. And their ancestors came from Ireland. But the McGoffin home is very, very special. And the family, if you start reading about the history of these people, they're remarkable. And we're so blessed nowadays because we still have family living in the area.
I would call this a Mexican-American household.
It is.
With the emphasis on Mexican, because all these McGoffins, this guy grew up, he was born in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. He was.
So tell us all
about
that.
Well, let's see. Let me start on this. James Wiley, who is the main father of all this, he was from Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and he had six brothers and six sisters. You know, they had large families way back then.
No TV.
No TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they he went to Mexico, and he became a very respected businessman, and he did the Chihuahua and Santa Fe Trail. And this, of course, then brings in... Susan Shelby McGoffin, who her statue is out at Keystone. I think you
That's
know
right.
a lot about that.
Yes.
And this made it very special. And then he came back to El Paso and really started working, and he loved it. And he started McGoffinsville. And, of course, that's where the first or one of the first Fort Blisses were.
McGoffinsville is not where the home is.
No. It's just down the street. It's mm-hmm. east.
In the same floodplain. We'll get
yes,
to that subject.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, the family has just done so much. And then when you get to Joseph, my gosh, he was quite a fella. He came out to work with his dad, James Wiley, and he actually did everything here in El Paso. He was a social leader. He was the mayor four times. He was justice of the peace, county judge, collector of customs, and he also helped start and was the vice president of the State National Bank for 40 years.
Also add the utilities this guy helped
yes,
create. The
yes.
electric company, water company, gas company, whatever. What else?
Yeah.
But he was instrumental in bringing those to town.
Well, this was just a little frontier town.
Okay, so and while the Women's Club was over getting culture going, these guys were building the place.
They were. They
and
were.
They really were.
Yes.
Because when you say he was part of the State National Bank, that's not a minor matter. That was that bank was a powerhouse and still quite is, as Wells Fargo.
No.
But in its day, that was a very powerful bank from day one.
Yeah. And he stayed with it for 40 years.
Wow. So there's a good deal there. And I bet he knew Mr. Metkin.
We talked
about him a couple of weeks ago here.
Yes.
And the Kemp Smith people were in. Well, so the McGoffin crowd showed up. Tell us about this home. This is an unusual home. And by the way, there is a major celebration today.
There is. There
at the McGoffin home.
In fact, it started at 10 o'clock.
Tell us what's going on there. We'll get back to the house in a minute.
Okay. We are having a holiday Christmas party down there. And, of course, everything was all planned, and we were all ready. It's from 10 to 5 today. And it's $3 for entry, and children under 5 are free. And you go to the center, the McGoffin Home Center, and get your ticket. And then there will be vendors there. There's lots of food there, music, just wonderful things. And you get to go through the home and get to see it. And it's decorated in its splendor. It's got beautiful Christmas trees and lights, and it's a joyous occasion.
So your spirits are dampened, but not really. You're still going to do this.
No. Well, I always say that humans are not sugar. They won't melt in the rain. And so, therefore, you won't melt.
I'm still working on that, Press.
Therefore, don't worry. You just get out there and come down and see us, and I think you'll be very happy. There's lots of parking in the civic in the center there.
Where is this place?
1170 McGoffin Avenue.
70 or 17? I can't remember.
11.
It's a MacGuffin and Octavia.
Well, the
intersection's Octavia.
Right. And the 1117 is across the street from the home, and the home is at 1120.
20, okay. Uh-huh. And then across the street is the visitor center.
Yes, yes.
Nice old house, historic all by
itself. Beautiful, beautiful old
contemporary
home.
With the MacGuffin people, some of them, right?
Yeah.
And so that's now the visitor center. And what you've got today, this big thing going on, is all inside, I take it?
It's all in. Plan B, we moved inside.
Uh-huh.
It was all going to be out on the yard, and it was going to be wonderful, and you could still go through the house.
If you do it on Tuesday, I understand the weather will work with you, but don't do today's the day.
Yeah, no, today's the day, 10 to 5.
And also, Melissa's going to be in the parade today, yay?
I'm going to be driving.
You're going to be in the rain.
I'm going to be driving. What a shame. Roll up the windows. I'm sorry.
Oh, it has a top on it, this driving machine?
Yeah, I'm just going to drag the people behind me.
Ah,
no, see, like Christmas light parade's going to go as far as we know, rain or shine
on
or
time.
Snow, unless it gets really outrageous. But I'm like, it's hard to tell.
Know.
You don't know. So
who gets to decide outrageous?
Well, if the people sit out there, we got to be there.
Oh, there you
know?
Go.
And
so
it's going to be a beautiful. Well, that's with the new plaza. The first time they've opened had the Christmas tree lighting at the new refurbished
first
plaza.
Time.
So you hit MacGuffin home after the radio show.
That's
head on
right.
downtown for the lights. There's stuff going on down in Union Plaza.
Yeah.
This is a big day today.
Well, and you've got all that stuff going down by the museum, too, right? They've got all the vendors and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you could eat there. You don't have to go somewhere else, which has always been a problem.
You can
try to find
your way
a place
around.
To eat.
Well,
you
mentioned food at MacGuffin home.
Yes.
Now, is it a vendor deal?
We have a food truck there, and we also have a bakery that's going to be there and have lots of wonderful goodies, and we'll have cookies and drinks, and so yes, you can fill up at all the places you stop at.
And this is great for kids, because if you're tied up with them in the house right now, take them down there. They're going to be inside. They can have a good time, and you know, just get them out of the house.
It's an interesting day. El Paso doesn't see this kind of weather that often, but when it hits, you better deal with it.
Well, we're not used to it
oh,
at all.
I mean, made the news. It's all, we're still talking about it here. You know. Back in D.C., we'd say, it's just another Tuesday or Saturday or whatever.
You and I were in D.C.
You know, days like this were normal.
All the time. Oh, yes. If you get sunshine and you're in Seattle, oh, my goodness, it's a celebration.
Well, those are the kind of places where every weekend it's going to rain. And then by Monday morning, it starts to clear up. It's great till Thursday afternoon.
And then
Friday gets cloudy.
Back to work.
And then Saturday, it dumps on you one more. And they did that for like 17, 18 weeks in a row in D.C. I remember, like, we're counting. I'm like, okay, let's stop doing this.
But then when you look at the country and what could happen with floods and hurricanes and everything else, this is nothing.
Our weather's boring in comparison to the rest of the country.
No, I mean, this is unusual, so we're talking about a big deal. But today's the day to get downtown if you can do it in the weather. And MacGuffin home would be a great stop between now and, like, what time? Four?
Five.
Five?
5 o'clock.
So you guys are running.
Oh, and we have music, live music.
What do you got?
We have a lady that's doing the old piano in the living room at the home,
she's
fantastic.
Yeah, actually,
and
letting her play that piano.
Oh yes, she's touching the keys.
Oh my God, it's historic.
And then there's a band going to be down there, so there's a lot of things happening.
Well, that's a neat old house, and we're going to take a break here in a moment or two, but the idea of that old house still being here is just a treasure.
It is,
because I mean that is a very unusual house to begin. The construction's unusual. The history of it's unusual. The people who live there were unique.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of, that's all mainstream El Paso people. And they are the stock from which we come.
Yeah.
You know?
And many times people will say, oh, I've been there. And I had a gentleman just yesterday that said, well, I've lived here all my life. And I knew about the street, but I never knew about that home. And I said, well, you better get down there. Well, he now works for us.
Ah,
he fell in love with it.
Wake up and smell the history.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we got a lot of it here. The MacGuffin home is one part of it. And we'll talk about that further in this hour. Next hour, by the way, we're going to sit around with a storyteller and make up stuff. Not really, but I mean, we got some. You have some stories, I hope.
I hope so, too.
I hope you do. But John McVeigh Middaugh is coming in second hour.
Great.
And we're going to start basically at Hart's Mill, another one of your favorite historic spots, and kind of like go up the river talking about whatever we can until we either get to Mesilla or we get to Noon, whichever occurs first.
Perfect.
And Noon's when we have to quit. So there. But that's second hour. Today, MacGuffin home. Talking about that.
What time is that event from 10 a.m.
to? From 10 to 5.
5. There we go. I'm putting it on Facebook.
Octavia and MacGuffin. And should we ask a trivia question? Who was Octavia? No, you already got trivia.
I've already got. Don't throw me off this time. But that's actually, I actually did.
Do you need one more?
I didn't. Yes, I did. Never mind. It's right in front of me. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, but we got to read that Pepe's thing. Pepe's has got a deal.
Oh, that's right. Their deal. I forgot all about it.
Talk about Pepe's deal.
Well, it's perfect for the holidays because if you order $100 worth of catering from Pepe's, which is wonderful, you will get a free pint of salsa and free pint of queso and along with big bags of tostada
big
chips.
Big bags.
Grande.
Yeah.
And tell them, yes, you heard about it on the show, but Pepe's does great food for catering. They've catered your place and a couple other friends have had them.
You got some people coming over, go see Pepe first. I mean, it's as simple as can be. And he'll make what you want. But the easiest thing is those rolled tacos.
Oh, the taquitos.
And he'll give you sour cream, and he'll give you, get the radio-free salsa sample to go with it.
There you go with it.
You're making me hungry.
Hey, Pepe, come on. By the way, we're going to have Pepe in here in about a month. He should bring some salsa with him, huh?
I think so.
So
chips and salsa we crunch on the radio.
Evelyn's coming back, I can tell. All right, so we're going to give away something.
Yes, we're going to be giving away $20 to Pepe's this first hour.
I've heard of them.
Or you have the option of getting an El Paso Gold DVD, of which I mentioned earlier we have a whole pile here.
And the Women's Club is in the pile.
Let's promote the Women's Club this one. It's a great video. It's great history. And everybody that sees it is just blown away with their history.
Well, you'll be surprised when you figure out what these women did. That's how that happened.
They just didn't play with a teacup.
They didn't put it in the paper all the time either.
And the building.
They just did it. And the building turns 100 this last month.
They had tea while they were changing El Paso.
And diapers.
Whatever.
But you're going to give it away if they answer the question.
Okay, the first question is, where was Joseph McGoffin born?
Aha, we said that.
We did.
Better be listening.
We all know.
We did.
But so that's a big deal. Were you going to win a DVD or a Pepe's
that's
food
right.
thing? You have to call the phone number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-700-7475. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-700-7475. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-700-7475. 1-800-700-7475.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park is under new management with the new parts department and an on-site RV mechanic who works on all types of RV repairs. Everything from warranty work to hitch installations. Your RV will thank you. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
Now, more
more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hello.
Hello there. We have one caller online here. We have a line open, 544-5876. And if you want to call us up, there's a second question behind that.
That's right.
Which we don't tell you until the first one is answered.
That's right.
And so there. I want to thank, who is Paul Hoyland sent this to me. Paul Hoyland over in Deming.
Mm-hmm.
I got a picture of John Wesley Hart in a postcard. He says, "You talking to me?"
Yeah, I know.
And I think, yeah, I'm talking to
that's
you.
That's one of Concordia's cards.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We've had those for years.
Old West Collector Series. That's cool. So you can buy these occasionally over there?
Yeah. Yeah, we have them for Keystone. So
neato.
I mean, not Keystone, Concordia. I have too many places in my head. Okay. What are we doing?
More callers are coming
more
in
callers.
Right now.
Okay.
And so as we go through this, let's ask a question of caller number one, and that is John. John, good morning. Oh, we forgot to add. Oh, we'll do that in a second. We forgot to read all the rest of the stuff here.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Trivia now, John. You're on. Melissa.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Okay. I'm going to say Concordia, Missouri.
Concordia, Missouri is not
wrong.
Where Mr. McGough. Well, you know, there was somebody born in Concordia, Missouri, and we're not asking that question.
Yeah, that's Stevenson.
Yeah.
From Concordia Cemetery, or from Concordia, Rancho Concordia.
Okay.
Close. They were neighbors.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving a shot at that. All right, that was John, and now we have Johnny. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, ask the question again for Johnny.
Okay, John, where was Joseph McGoffin born?
Chihuahua, Mexico.
Sí, señor.
Sí, que tal.
Bueno, that is a wonderful thing.
Bueno.
And so what do you get, either a Pepe's or a DVD? And there you go. Pick one.
So that DVD you guys made.
Yeah, the Woman's Club. That's actually kind of unusual because, you know, the women are kind of like ignored. Like, oh, yeah, they had tea and they had a good time. Nuh-uh. These people built this city. So there, that's a good video, good pick for that. What's on your mind, Johnny? You always have something else going on. No?
Well, I just happened to be passing by the radio when he was talking about that, but I remember reading it.
Passing by the radio?
Passing by the radio. Okay.
And matter of fact, believe it or not, you guys might think I'm trying to appease you, but I have all my radios on in the house on Saturday. Because
yay!
Of course. You know, even out on the patio, I got a radio out there.
Don't miss us.
I like this guy.
We're going to sneak out to the patio later. Hope you join us.
But I can't remember this book. It was called The Gentleman's Club some years ago.
Uh-huh. God, yes.
I have two copies, yes.
I have a copy, too.
Yeah. And I read it some years ago, and what always stuck off my mind is that the ladies of the evening, whatever you want to call it, the gamblers and I forgot what the third is, well, they're the ones who actually started El Paso, kept El Paso going, because I know the money that they were getting from the ladies and the gamblers and places like that, they were paying the police and the city up and everything else, if I recall.
Oh, yeah, they had a different way to fund things back then.
But I didn't have anything else on my mind.
Okay.
I think you guys pretty covered everything else, the arena and everything else. So,
Put yourself on hold. I'll help you with that. And Evelyn Casari will come on, tell you how to pick this up. All right?
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And I sure hope I hit the whole button. Oh, I did. I hit the whole button.
Oh,
thank goodness.
And by the way, the other guy, let's officially announce the control room crowd. Evelyn Casari is in there for Shelly's out today. But also the guy who is playing the electrons, as
keeps
always.
Keeps us on the
are
air.
You ready?
Check it out. Valenzuela.
Hey.
Sounds like we're going to start a wrestling match.
And Sergio. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. He's the guy on top of the pole. We're going to jump on him. Well, okay. Now, to the other points at hand. And we're going to have to take another break here, come back with Preston Aircraft shortly. But to let you know, next weekend, two nights of it, Keystone Luminarios.
That's right.
And that is so pretty when you put them on.
2,500 luminarios throughout the gardens and out by the lake at the north side of the park. And we'll have musical entertainment. We've got
six to nine
caroling groups come in. We'll have even Christmas music piped in around the gardens. So if you're away from the amphitheater where the main entertainment will be, you can enjoy some Christmas sounds and
next
music.
Weekend.
Well, yes.
Good. You missed this weather.
Well, it's on Friday from 6 to 9, and then Saturday from 6 to 9. And it's our biggest fundraiser.
Well,
and
this
all the
says,
money.
Yeah. This says Saturday and Sunday, but it's really Friday and Saturday?
Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. No, it's Friday and Saturday.
Ah, in that case, Friday.
Saturday the 9th and the 10th is
Saturday. Oh, the numbers are correct. The dates are wrong on this thing. So it's the 9th and the 10th.
Yes.
6 to 9 p.m. Keystone Heritage Park, 4200 Donovan Drive.
And we'll have hot cocoa and treats. And we'll have a couple
admission
of bonfires you can sit around. and it's a lot of fun. We're also selling memorial luminaries that people can come and designate a person's name, and we'll keep them up for the whole event.
Right. And fair you can enough. See the Susan Shelby McGuffin
statue. Yes, we're going to have luminaries around her.
As Press Deer Cup mentions, there is another 12 Travelers Monument, and it is at that location.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And you can put lights on her? You got to put lights on her.
Yes, we can
light
do that.
Her up, shall yes. we?
And if you haven't been out there, that is one of El Paso's hidden secrets.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful in the background. Because she probably camped right in that area mm-hmm. one time. So.
But Keystone is marvelous. If yes. you haven't been there, you've missed something.
It's the perfect time to go.
Is that another trivia question coming in, Evelyn? Is that another? No, it's not. Well, we'll get to that person after the break because that's what we need to do now. But we also have, you had one other thing you were going to mention about the Museum of History.
Yes, I am.
They're cranking up today.
And they've got their special holiday activities. The El Paso Museum of History is inviting visitors to join them as they celebrate the holidays. The museum will be open from 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd, and they'll have special activities and entertainment to kick off the holiday season. The DigiWall will feature a special holiday-themed cityscape, which I noticed the other day when I walked by. It's snowing on Digi.
Yeah,
did you see that? There's snow coming down on the Digi screen.
Well, at least it's accurate. As
visitors stop by to explore Digi, they can send a postcard from downtown Holiday Fiesta to their friends and family throughout the day. Young visitors can write their letters to Santa to make sure their Christmas wishes make it to the North Pole. And there'll be live music, hot chocolate, to get everybody in the holiday spirit before heading out to San Jacinto Plaza to see the tree lighting celebration.
Oh, so you go down there this afternoon, you start at McGoffin.
Right.
You go over to the History Museum, right. You get some hot chocolate, get fortified.
Watch the parade.
Head
and
out
the tree
to the parade.
Lighting, and then go
cool.
back over to the Arts Plaza by the museum art museum and had that's where they got the ice skating rink. And I wonder
yes,
if that's gonna be
that's
open.
Beautiful.
Oh,
they're gonna have an ice skating rink.
It would have to be tonight. You would think this
so
would be the night.
I have
to
say downtown's where to be tonight.
And then they say there's nothing to do in El Paso.
No, there never is. Jeez.
And I might just watch it on TV, I'm just saying. Because Channel 7 is going to cover it, apparently. All right.
You mean you're not going to take your son down there to go ice skating?
I don't take him anywhere. he takes me or I don't go.
Yeah, he puts you in the wheelchair and takes you. Yeah.
Well, he's his own dude. Okay, to the next event, we should probably take a break.
Yes, we should.
And do that coming back with Press Deer Cup and more McGoffin Home. And the McGoffin Home history, if you don't know what it is, it's kind of like the Woman's Club. Oh, who were those people? Find out, because they're very important in the history of this little town of ours.
That's
call
right.
us up if you feel our Facebook even,
you
right?
You should Facebook us at the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook, and you can see our lovely guest as soon as I can get her picture onto the page. I'm fighting my computer this morning. And we're going to have that, and we'll also have a link to the McGoffin Home site, so if people want more information about the event today, they can go on there and look.
And our phone number is
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-939-5963.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-939-5963. That's 1-800-939-5963.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 5757. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 5757.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory?
In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got stuff going on all over the place. Now, what about southern New Mexico? This radio station blasts out in southern New Mexico.
Oh, my God. Clear past Deming. Almost. I've gotten it as far as Arizona.
But that's to the left. And then over to the right is over near Van Horn. But I'm talking about straight up I-25.
Yep.
I've heard this in Santa Fe.
On a good day.
On a good day in the day.
Anyway. Probably better sometimes up there than I get down in my house.
Well, it's that transmitter thing. It's doing, it's going to do it. But we got to tell you some stuff up the street there. Accordingly, Fort Selden. That's an historic site in, they're having Las Noches de las Luminarias. What did I say? Well, it's Saturday, go find out, December 10th, 5 to 9 p.m. They got the Southwest tradition, 800 glowing lights around the fort ruins. I think they're doing electric, I'm guessing, because they didn't say Luminarias. Anyway, music, campfire, warm cup of cocoa, tour of the grounds. That's just north of Las Cruces. And they're asking you to come up and make your own holiday decorations and hang out, dress warmly. All activities are free. Fort Selden. This is what we're talking about. Fort Selden, 575-526-8911. And they got another one real quick I'll tell you about, an open house and Nacimientos exhibit. Did I say that right?
Yes.
What does that word mean? The Friends of the Taylor Family Monument. That's the thing in Mesilla.
Yeah.
They're starting to figure out all kinds of history they got and maintain it. They are also having an event, and that one is on December 18th.
Nacimiento. I always have problems with that one. Is birth. That's probably about the birth of whatever.
Well, this is the Taylor Family Monument. This is a house that has all kinds of stuff in it. We'll tell you more about that next week because that event is actually on the 18th. So what do you got? You got stuff over there.
Well, you know, everybody's got family coming into town, and our weather is usually pretty doggone good for this time of year to take people out, even getting out and taking hikes around the mountains. Now, on December 10th, there's nothing to do. Weiler Tramway in December, they're going to have from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., they're going to have printmaking. Visitors will be able to print their own postcard to send over the holidays. And then on December 17th from 12 to 3 p.m., Santa at the Tram. Santa will be available to take photos with visitors. Take your kids. I think it'd be a blast up there on the top of the mountain. And then December 18th, Santa will return to be there. And the 25th is the Santa Hike. This is our last Sunday hike, but with a Christmas twist. Participants are encouraged to wear a Santa hat or dress like Santa.
Just act like Santa. Give away toys.
Yeah.
Press Dirt Cup. Importance in El Paso of history cannot be underestimated. A lot of us get it, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, we're talking to the choir out here in this audience quite often. And the choir is a bunch of people, if I may say so, who probably did not know their history as they grew up.
That's right.
As we've discussed here, it's a matter of, like, you don't get taught the McGoffin home in your school. I bet you in McGoffin's, what is that, a middle school, McGoffin Middle School? I bet you they learn about him.
Hopefully they do.
But, on the other hand, we all need to know about these people. What do we need to know about this famous house?
This famous house, okay, it was built in, it has 17 rooms, by the way, and if you go out to the hacienda, you will notice that it resembles, because they were family type at about the same time. And so that house out there was also with the large entryway and the rooms coming off of it. So you'll see a composite there of the two. But it was built in
1875.
And the family moved into it in 1877.
But they didn't build the whole thing you see now.
No, they've added on.
They built the little thing you could live in.
It's like every woman. They want to expand the house and make it bigger.
And they did.
And the family gets larger, too. So sometimes you need to
Well, they added another wing, and then they connected them or whatever, and it just kept going. Did. So today you see 17?
17 rooms, yes. It's a territorial style, and it's on a half acre, and it's beautiful adobe brick. Now, they have put stucco over it, and that's okay, but it is wonderful adobe brick, and the walls are real thick. And so for many, many years, they did not have air conditioning. We finally got air conditioning in there to take care of all the artifacts that were there.
Well, the natural adobe, the way they built these things, it was
and
during the day, the adobe would absorb the heat, and it would be retained in the evening when you needed the warmth.
Right.
I'm almost quoting the script from the video.
You are.
Then at night, the warmth would come into the house, and the outside would get cold.
Yes.
Then in the morning, as the heat came in the day, the cold walls would help you stay cool until noon.
That's right.
Or something
it's
like
fabulous.
Yes. Something
fabulous.
Like that.
That's pretty true, yes.
And we have little lessons down there where we show children how to make the adobe brick. They have fun doing that, and I think they do it down in the valley, too.
Yes.
But the kids need to get their hands into that mud
and
realize what it is.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about being green. I mean, you can't get more green than adobe bricks.
Right. And do you know that home was occupied by the family for over 110 years? So no one else really has lived in that house.
Yeah.
It's all family.
That's interesting
amazing.
Crowd.
You don't run into that very often.
No.
It's usually traded hands somewhere along the line.
And as I say, the neat thing about it now is we have relatives that had lived there as grandchildren. And it was funny. They said that they would go to the rooms in the back, which was kind of like a den at that time. And they had all these animals, heads, deer heads, things like that. And they were around the room. And the kids would say, well, we would go to sleep out there, and we'd wake up in the middle of the night, and here were all these animals looking at it, scared us to death, and we knew they were there. But, you know, they dreamed that they had come alive. But we do have, up in Las Cruces, we do have Harry and his wife, Lucker, and their relatives, and they're wonderful people.
And they're descendants of Joseph?
Yes. And then we have... Bill Lucker, his wife Marie's still alive. We lost Bill a couple of years ago, and they were just wonderful. And their children, their daughter is now the secretary and treasurer of our Casa McGoffin Companeros.
Really? Oh, that's good.
Oh,
and so
good.
The family just keeps coming, and her brother, Richard, is very, very influenced by the home and helps. So we're one of those houses that the family never died.
Right.
And they just keep going. And so many places I've lived, you go in and, everybody lived 500 years ago and nobody's left.
Well, dial this back to about 1976 or so, the centennial year. I believe that was the time frame that the house was acquired, wasn't it?
Yes. And the woman that was in charge of that was Janice Wendell with the Community Foundation.
Hats off to her.
And it's because of her that she saved that.
And the mayor at the time. Don Henderson. The
yes.
two of them collaborated to make this happen because the city had to buy it.
Yes.
And Janice wasn't with the city, but the mayor was. And so, but Janice created the need. She said, there's a need here.
Yes.
So hats off to the Community Foundation founder, one of the people
that
Henderson
did that. Was very appreciative of the history of El Paso, too, which was good.
I mean,
you needed that extra person at the city council level.
And up until that time, it was going to be a post office or a restaurant or something like that, which would not have carried the history through.
They could have blown it away for that housing project
that's all
around it.
Yes.
I'm sure they were drooling over that thought.
Can you imagine that house not being there?
No.
Oh, what a loss.
And the thing is, the city owns half of that house.
Which
and
half?
And the state owns the other half.
Which half?
I don't know which half. It's just half and half.
Okay.
Because years later, Isabel Glasgow and I, they were going to close that house. And we said, you can't just board up a historical home with all the artifacts and everything. It'll deteriorate totally. So we went to bat. We went to Austin, and we fought for it, and we came back, and the city and the state finally came together, said, we will keep it. There is no problem. But they said we had to keep it open 7 days a week, and the two of us sat there and looked at each other and thought, we can do it. Like good old women's club women, we can do it. And so with our volunteers, who were fabulous women who had were retired school teachers, we kept that place open. And then Texas Parks and Wildlife came in. And they were fabulous. They helped us so very, very much.
Let's talk about why the furniture is still there. It's because this acquisition occurred while there was still a family member living,
that's right.
living there.
She lived there.
So Octavia. The furniture was still intact.
Yes.
And so the state acquired the house, and based upon the lady's longevity, they would then acquire the house.
That's right.
At that point. And the furniture came with it.
Yes. And the family left it there.
Yeah.
You know, so many times they like to sell things off. But this family is so dedicated to that home and that history.
Oh, it's an
We've
amazing
still got
thing.
Over 75% of that furniture is 100% MacGuffin.
That's amazing stuff. Well, any other thoughts about the house? Because the house itself has been added onto and turned into something. As you walk in the front door, on the right-hand side, there's this group of what has been offices.
That's right.
But that was also originally part of the residence.
That was part of the residence.
What's it doing as of today, what's in there?
They're empty.
Really?
Yes. We have a program in place to continue it on and put maybe some of the military things in then. Octavia was an artist, so we were hoping to make it into her, like a bedroom or her sitting room.
Well, she lived in there.
Yeah.
And
so
I think Josephine,
that's what we'd like.
Josephine actually lived in that front part
yes.
when she was still alive, didn't she?
Well, and Joseph at one time had it as his office.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's, you know, like you move around the house
Well,
a
I
lot.
Have to tell the story real quick. I was 5 years old. My grandmother knew these people, so she took me over there. I was five. And the reason I remember it, I was about here, eye level, on the table in the room.
Right.
I remember that very clearly. I could have drawn the floor plan, but now I know it, of course. But that was my connection to that history. I was there
right.
as a kid. Kind of neat. But big deal,
well,
huh?
Yeah. Well, the Texas Historical Commission came on board after the Texas
Parks and Wildlife,
stopped.
And they turned it
in. And they're good because they have about 18 properties, and they're all primarily homes
but
or residents.
But they removed it from being a park, so per
That's
se,
right.
and turned
yes.
it into a pure
it's
historical
not a park.
Site. For example, Waco Tanks is still a state park and historical site.
Right.
But and MacGuffin was that, I
yes.
think.
Yes, they referred to it as a park. And people would say, can we come camp there?
Yeah.
I mean, we got all kinds of wonderful questions.
What kind of swimming hole do you have at this park?
Can we fish there?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that has come and gone. But the idea of this being an historic location... It is actually an accredited museum, is it not?
Yes, it is.
It is the only house museum in El Paso.
In El Paso. That's adobe.
Yeah.
Very
yes,
unusual.
Yes, one of a kind.
We don't have any other house museums at all,
no,
I don't think.
No.
In Texas, there's a couple, but
yeah.
not like this one, yeah. specifically catering to the Hispanic
history.
Culture.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what
well,
makes
the house
it even
itself
more unique.
Is a museum piece.
Yeah.
You don't
it
have
is.
A lot of those. Yeah. Anyway, whatever the case may be, it's a very fabulous place to talk
oh,
about
it is.
And think about. Let's talk some about the people. Because
okay.
that was an interesting crowd of people. How many West Point grads came out of that family?
I think there were three.
Three, right? And at one point, there were lampshades. Let's talk about the periods. Because, see, it was 1896, basically. Joseph lived there. He put the house together. And it stayed that way until about 1929-30.
Mm-hmm.
What happened then? Josephine
came along.
Josephine yes. came and said, I've just inherited this house. And I'm going to take all these colorings off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it into white plaster like everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put in gas lights and electric, which she did.
She did. And now we have her bedroom in the back with all the furniture and everything. So you can go see how Josephine lived in that back bedroom.
Which one back
which
bedroom?
Which is wonderful.
Back by the kitchen?
No. Going down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Not the entry hallway, but the other hallway.
Okay.
And go up those little steps.
Oh, yeah.
There's the master bedroom
right.
that's there. And if you turn to the left.
Oh, to the front.
The one that faces the front street.
Well, now, but she turned it back. The state of Texas, in about 2005, removed the Josephine look.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which was
we
the
did.
White plasters. And what you're seeing in the pictures on Facebook now
right.
is the original
the
look
was,
of the house.
The way it
and
yes.
so what was on the ceilings, they put the canvas?
Canvas. The canvas.
And why was that?
Well, because. I'll let you answer that. That's really well because of the roofs at those times were packed with leaves and
adobe.
Dirt and adobe and everything else.
Dirt,
and but it would drop down
on the furniture.
Continuous
and Devin didn't like that,
and the bugs that would come
uh-huh.
with it.
So
know?
They dropped a ceiling of canvas.
Yeah,
and that's what you've got now again.
Yes, exactly.
A bizarre.
Yeah, it's a neat place.
And our Casa MacGuffin Compañeros, we came along and we helped fund the wallpaper. And the wonderful gentleman that put it up, he's passed away now, but he came and he said, you know, This has been the hardest house I have ever been able to put wallpaper on because nothing is level.
And, yeah.
And if you look at it, it looks level, but it's
isn't.
Not.
There's no corners that are square. They used all the square corners in the war, so we don't have any more square corners.
I would not have wanted to try to get that paper, wallpaper, because of the pattern to get it go straight.
Yes.
And that's paper
yes.
that's been actually reproduced from one of the original pieces they found underneath one of the coverings or something?
Well, when they took on the wall, when they took off all the plaster, they found some of the wallpaper there.
You talk about a wallpaper guy. He's gone now, but he was a very experienced individual.
Oh, exceptional.
He had done the wallpaper at the White House.
Yes, exactly.
And they pulled him in to do the McGoffin home.
Did they do wood blocking to printing to do that, or did he use digital, do we know?
I have no
it
idea.
It came out on long sheets.
Long sheets.
I saw it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was there were ways of woodblock printing, and that's why I was wondering if that's what he used. I mean, he was doing everything original.
Amazing wallpaper is now back up on
it's
the wall.
It's back on the wall.
Amazing. All right, McGoffin home. We'll talk more about the events of the day. We got to take one more break. If you want to chime in on this with something important, 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-700-7475. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-700-7475. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-700-7475. 1-800-700-7475.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-500-6202. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-500-6202. That's 1-800-500-6202. 1-800-500-6202.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, things going on everywhere. Here's another one, December 9th, next week. You've got a women's only hike, a maximum group of 25 at Waco Tanks.
That's right.
And I get the
discrimination,
deal.
Discrimination, women only.
Well, that's it. I mean, I understand this. The women, event, they're not comfortable with the outdoors, and they don't want to share that with anybody else but a bunch of other women. So anyway, Ranger Kendra Moore, she's going to discuss some of the common mistakes people make when they first start to hike. Oh, you're wearing sandals. Out.
Yeah, you ain't
don't
going
do
up
that.
There.
You know, but anyway.
We ain't bringing you back if you get hurt.
But then they're also going to do yoga the next day.
Okay.
You want to do yoga out on top
that
of Waco
cool.
Tanks?
Because there's a lot of good spiritual moves.
Well, that's what they're saying here.
Good
anyway.
Vibrations. Yeah.
And then the 17th, there's a birding tour. And they got a major bird dude showing up. But the number to call for all of this stuff, and call Ted Pick. Yeah, let's
give
call
Ted.
He's
been call
in here.
Ted. He's a good
guy. He's at 849-6684. 849-6684. He's a ranger interpreter, and he can't be
stopped.
He does
a lot of stuff. He can go on and on.
We did a
on.
TV show with him. He cannot be stopped. Anyway, it's out in Montana. Ask him how to get there. He knows how to get there.
Well, and tonight, I'm not sure on this one. Concordia Cemetery is supposed to have their ghost tour tonight at 9 p.m.
Spooky.
To 11 p.m. Spooky and wet.
Oh, yeah.
But I would suggest you give them a call at 915-274-9531, or if any of the team's listening, call in and let us know.
Excuse me. Are you really still going to be doing this? I'm
well,
covering
you never
while
know.
You're
hey,
sneezing.
We're a determined group. But, you know, if you can't do it, if it cancels tonight, they will have another one next weekend from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And you can experience the hauntings of Concordia Cemetery and see if you can find activity inside this El Paso City of the Dead.
Have you ever been pinched out there by a ghost or anything?
No, but I had one that was bugging me, I think, one time. I just don't know what to believe in it. But I've had some weird experiences out there.
You got to learn how to take care of them. Just say, hey, stop it.
Yeah, well, I'm busy doing stuff. Go away. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
but yeah, and they also got the downtown El Paso Ghost Tour. It'll be Friday, December. No, that's not right. December 17th? Isn't that a Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday. Well, December 17th.
Call them up.
And it's from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And the histories and legends and lore come alive as guests walk the haunted streets of downtown El Paso. And you learn about the deadliest shooting in the Old West, the Dark Angel of Texas, and why your city was once called El Paso, six-shooter capital of the world. Guests will investigate the haunted basement of the Wigwam Museum.
I've been in that.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Don't go by yourself.
It's pretty spooky.
There's stuff in there.
Yeah, but definitely give them a call at 915-274-9531 or go to their website at ghosts915.com.
Well, they're out there doing that stuff, and they make a major donation to Concordia,
yes,
which is
they
why
do.
We,
they
keep,
help us.
We keep putting them on here because, I mean, ghost tours
well,
are
they're
like,
team members, yeah.
And also, they're just crazy about history, so, and besides just being crazy.
Well, I mean, and the stuff they do downtown. I mean, and I know people have gone, I don't know how many times on the same tours. I just love it, and they go back every time. So it's like they must be doing something right.
Oh, my. Press, have you ever been on a ghost tour down there?
Oh, yes.
And your husband, he's the ghost guy from McGoffin. Is he still thinking ghosts these days?
He's ready to write his second book now.
Oh, boy.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
We're talking
very
about Bud
cool.
Deer Cup.
And really, we don't have ghosts. We have spirits.
Spirits.
And it's family. And they're friendly. And it's just little things that happen that you can't explain, and I'll explain that later.
Uncle Charlie?
But yeah, Uncle Charlie, who rocks the rocker. But it is not a haunted house.
Oh, no, it's easy to work there.
So if you want to go and be scared, no.
Let's talk about the major events today up until 5 o'clock. They're on now. You got open. The house is open for tours. There's a small fee to get in, I think.
$3. Children under 5, free.
And you got food and stuff in the visitor center.
All kinds of things, and you get to go through the home. You have to go to the visitor center first to get your ticket.
Get your ticket. That's across the street.
And then go across the street.
What's the phone number down there to ring up for somebody?
533-5147.
And that'll get you down there to information. And that's the McGoffin home on McGoffin Avenue. Cross street is Octavia. Mm-hmm. And the punchline on that trivia question is, who was Octavia? Go ahead, say it.
Octavia. Yeah, who was Octavia?
But she was Mrs. McGoffin.
She was Mrs. McGoffin.
So that's how we know that.
And she's the last one to live in the home.
Mm-hmm. And there was another one earlier. There was a couple of Octavias, weren't there?
Yes. Oh, that's the one thing. People always name the names of their children, their names, and you have to go back through time frame to figure out which one you're talking about.
Real quick on the family, Mr. McGoffin Joseph was born in Chihuahua to a mother from Mexico, father from Kentucky.
Yes.
But he married a woman who was also from Texas, but she was a Mexican, a Tejano.
Yes.
Who had moved out of Mexico near San Antonio. Did I get that right?
That's right.
So that's why this is a Mexican household.
Oh, it is.
It's huge Texas history.
It's multicultural.
El Paso history. And it's all right there at the McGoffin home.
Yes.
And so today's the day. Get down there, take a look at it, and learn some history. And the thing about the home, can you imagine, do you ever walk in and imagine living there?
Yes, all the time. I've been there by myself many times, and it's fabulous.
I walk in and think, well, where's the party? I mean, I can sort of hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We did a thing. Melissa was in the middle of it. You were Mrs. McGoffin,
yes,
were you not?
Yes, I played Mrs. McGoffin.
So we had a huge dinner down there.
We did a video.
We had a huge table.
The likes of which you'll never see again, I'm guessing, because it's now a real museum, so you don't do
no
that
food,
anymore.
No food, no
stuff like that.
But
yeah.
We had 21 people set around the table for dinner.
Yes, exactly.
We had coaches bringing people in for the video. I mean, it was a good production you did.
It was.
It worked out because everybody said, we're into this. And then we fed them an 8-course dinner that had been fed there in 1896 or so.
And then they entertained all the time.
It was
all the time.
Well, that's just it. I think I want to go back in and see the party.
You'll see that table today. It's in the dining room, and of course, it's at its smallest.
Yes.
But imagine it in the big, long hallway.
Okay, tell them what you talk about. A leaf table with like 10 leaves.
10 leaves.
And when it gets big, it gets real big.
And you can see the picture of it, and you can actually see the table.
Today at McGoffin Home, Press Dierkup, thanks for coming
in.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Say Merry Christmas.
To all the folks down there for us. We'll get down there and say hey to them in person at some point.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for coming. Next hour, we're going to tell tales that you may not believe because we're going to make them. No, we're not going to make
them. Well, so I'm a very tall tale. Tale teller.
We'll see if we're telling them or not.
John's good.
John Middaugh's coming in. His middle name is McVeigh. Mm-hmm. We'll ask him how that happened.
That's right.
Because somehow that's important.
Somebody got married.
After the news. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Bye-bye. John's good.
John Middaugh's coming in. His middle name is McVeigh. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiaro. At least 9 people are dead in Oakland, California after an early morning fire ripped through a building during a party in the city's warehouse district.
The cause of the fire is not known, but somehow the roof of the second floor collapsed onto the first floor, and people who were attending a party here could not get out. And this is being described as a live-work building with artist studios and other commercial spaces on the ground floor and living space up above. Now, it's not clear how many people were living here, but what is clear is that there were about 100 people for some kind of social gathering, and they could not get out because there was some kind of makeshift staircase. There was just one way in from the second floor.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Oakland, as many as 25 people remain unaccounted for. China protesting Donald Trump's conversation with Taiwan's president.
China today lodging a formal complaint, a diplomatic protest over the phone call between President-elect Donald Trump and the Taiwanese leader, saying, quote, act with caution and care to avoid unnecessarily interfering. As you know, China believes that Taiwan is a part of their territory. Taiwan believes it is a sovereign nation. Now, the Trump transition team says, look, this was simply a congratulatory call, but in Taiwan, this call is being propped up as perhaps a major signal that things could change with the new administration in terms of Taiwanese and American relations.
Fox's Brian Yannis, a student at the University of Southern California, is in custody accused of stabbing a professor to death.
The attack happened at the school's psychology building. Investigators discovering the professor's body with multiple stab wounds. Officials now saying the attack was not random and was, quote, the result of a personal dispute.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran, the suspect identified as a 28-year-old graduate student. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please,